Night's Playhouse 194 on this Flush the Format Friday, pulling a TRQ, totally random question out of the box of totally random questions. And today's TRQ. Have you ever had an office romance? And if so, how did that go? You ever have an office romance where you're glad you did, or did it blow up in your face? Amy Kay.
I would kind of be an office romance because one of my friends, her husband owns a restaurant and they needed help. So
I suppose.
I started working at this restaurant when they needed help, and that's then how I met Steven.
Okay.
I mean, I knew him from going in, but then working, he would be considered my boss. And so then we ended up, we got engaged, so it worked out really well for us.
So far.
Yeah, it is. And even now, still, when I have to help out, I'm always running late. And I'm like, I'll text him, hey, sorry, running late. And he was like, don't worry, you know the person in charge. And but then I say, he'll schedule me to open the place. That's on you, buddy.
Yeah, that's a fool's move right there.
Yeah.
He should know you. He's about to marry you.
Especially, but I also think it's when I wasn't dating him and I was just like a normal worker, I would be there on time and stuff. But now it's like, I'm dating him.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Don't care.
Fire me?
That's literally, one day I didn't do something and he was like, you know, you have to do this. I said, go ahead, fire me. Don't care.
You're going to dock my paycheck. Sure.
Yeah.
Loves that you come in all the time.
You're always on the schedule.
You an office romance guy there, Joel D?
Ever since I was a little kid, I have always told myself, don't do anything that'll get you in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, like, I didn't really have a serious girlfriend or anything through high school or college. I didn't want little baby Joel D's run around. I didn't want anything to come back and be like, this guy did this. So I've always tried to keep that clean slate. So office work or a relationship, never happened. Never going to happen.
Mm-hmm. I had one, and like Amy's, it worked out okay. My wife about 10, 15 years ago worked here in the building. Then I was like, hey, we should go out sometime. Then we did. We got married and had kids and stuff, so it's worked out pretty good.
Yeah, that's worked out pretty good.
See, look at the two out of three who's done it, it's worked out good. So maybe you need to change. Well, no, you don't need
romance.
To change your mindset. You have a girlfriend. We just got to get her to work here.
That's true.
Yeah.
That would work.
That's how you get married.
That's how you get married.
Yeah.
They have to work with you. I think I'm okay then. Not
we're
going
to get Jada to come here, and then you'll get engaged.
That would be ideal. That would be the plan.
I mean, I guess you could not convince her to work here, but it really sends the message that she's not your forever person. So, I mean, you must.
I mean, 2 out of 3.
Mm.
So I'm not getting married anytime soon, is what you're saying.
Until she starts working.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make a play for it, man. Make a play for it. You got yourself an office romance ever. How did it go? Was it like pretty dang good, or was it like a story of caution? 237, it's text 35270, Flush the Format Friday. Will I am Flo Rida in the air. Y94, home of the Playhouse of the Morning. More music all day. It's Playhouse 194, talking about your office romance. Did you have one? How did it go?
Well, it's one of my coworkers. I don't know if I could tell you his name.
I said it's totally up to you. But when you say coworker, I mean, is it like a peer? Or?
He's management, so it poses a bit of a problem.
You guys ever have like alone time at work, or you keep it separate?
In the coffee room, actually.
What's with all these Xeroxes of somebody's butt?
I mean, we just hit it off. He's like older than me, and obviously he's management, so we can't let any of the employees know.
Is one of you going to leave eventually, or are you going to just kind of push through it?
Not at this moment. I'm not finding another job.
I'm surprised how many people are cool with like doing stuff with the boss. Like that is the one time I've seen that blow up in somebody's face. Like kind of peers thing and like different departments thing that works. Direct supervisor, I've only ever seen that explode.
I don't think it ever ends well. And if it does,
what?
It's usually you end up.
Me.
Right, but I mean.
It's kind of different.
A little bit different.
It was part time.
Yeah.
We're talking like, direct boss.
Every
like,
day you see.
Like the head boss.
Yeah.
And they're in charge of all the decisions. The only way it ever maybe comes around full circle is if that boss is married. And then they get divorced, and then you end up marrying them. But how long is that marriage going to last? I don't know.
And what, they were cheating on their spouse with you?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
that sounds like that's going to work out real well.
That sounds like the best opportunity, Joel.
I'm just saying, you see it in the films all the time. You know,
sounds like somebody's got his eye on our boss, Dan Cash.
You know what?
To steal him.
With a last name like Cash, I'll slide into that.
Joel Cash.
What's up, Dan? How are you?
Joel D. Cash, actually, sounds
pretty
good.
Joel D. Cash, yeah.
Also, is that your pickup line? What's up? Hi, how are you?
Yeah.
Fetty Wap, what up? Is that you? Hey, what's up? Hello?
It doesn't work?
Oh, I don't know if it will.
I mean, what's up, Dan Cash? How are you?
Maybe. Right now he's driving, just like, leave me out of this. Get me out of your mouth. What are you seeing for texted office romances?
Someone said one blew up and everyone knew our business. Someone else, and the same person said the second romance lasted and we've been together 15 years. Someone else said married 8 years, together almost 12, worth it 100%, but that's because he's my best friend. If you're going to do an office romance, don't do it for lust. Someone said, I haven't had one. I'm a woman. However, I have seen other women in my industry try to date someone in our field, and it typically ends badly with one person quitting or getting harassed or someone ends up getting fired.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy how many of these are like, you can hear just the romance. You're like, wow, what a sweet story. And then the other ones, you're just like, word of caution, word of caution.
It's like, don't do it for lust. But that's usually how it starts. It's got to be some sort of like physical attraction and be like, did you see the new girl? The new girl. Did you see the new guy? Oh, my goodness gracious.
Nice pantsuit, yeah. 237, it's text 35270, your office romance. Hey, it's Playhouse 184, Flush the Format Friday, talking about your office romance.
I'm dating my just higher up guy. Like, we just started, like, in the last month. We're being super, super secretive, and it's really fun, I gotta say.
Is it hard to keep it secret?
Dying to tell everybody. I like this guy so much, but I don't know if it's a good idea, but I'm dying to tell people.
I almost feel like you have to make sure it's like a long-term thing before you go throwing it out there.
That is a good point.
Yeah. Otherwise, you just, now everybody knows your business. And if it doesn't last more than a couple of weeks, it's like, it's still out there forever.
Exactly. And I was going to say, yeah, it's fun. But you might like him, but you're like, it's really, really fun. It's really, really fun. And you really want to tell everybody, but you only want to tell him to get that clout. Like, yo.
It's because, you know, when you're in a new relationship and you want to tell people about it.
I look at it as like, hey, you know Bossy Boy? Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. I caught that body. I already got it. Bossy Boy's been on that list.
I feel like Dan's going to watch it. Dan Cash. I think Joel D is really dropping some hints.
I mean, literally, if he wants to even just adopt me or like give
and
me
And now
his
you're
name,
becoming his child?
Sure. Why not? I'll take that last name. If you ever hear on Y94... What's up? This is Joel D. Cash. Then you know I got adopted or I married him. One of the two.
Who knows? Sounds weird.
It could be either or.
We're not really sure. Whatever he's into,
Here's the thing. We're in a relationship of some sort.
Either way, you call him daddy.
I'll call him daddy.
Ew.
Anyway, office romance is what we see.
Someone said I worked at a dental office and they hired a new dentist and hygienist, both right out of school. They hit it off and have been married a few years now with kids. Another person said, I met my husband at work. Best decision I ever made was saying yes when he asked me out to dinner. We worked together for the first 3 years of our relationship without issue. Someone else said, two supervisors at an old job dated for a couple years. Everything was fine until he started being accused of getting his promotion by sleeping with her. Things got real fun when she was fired for unrelated reasons. Work went from chill to drama town in the course of a month.
I mean, that'll happen, especially now you got people losing their job and stuff. You got an office romance?
Hi. So 6 years ago, I started working at a coffee shop, and I met my boyfriend. It was a part-time job for me, full-time for him. And then a few years later, we actually worked together at another restaurant where he was the boss.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it worked out well because we're still working, or we're not working together anymore, but we're still together. But I do remember a lot of my coworkers having a lot of animosity about dating the boss, but I was already dating him before I started working, so.
Getting those special privileges because you're dating the boss.
Not right away, though.
And they always made that comment, and I'm like, you know what? Grow up. Like, we were dating before we start working together, so whatever.
The Morning Playhouse.